Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Welcome to the 37th episode of Interlude Army. During this episode, we'll be interviewing Arston, the producer for BTS's song Stay from their latest album, B. Let's get it!
Welcome back to Interlude Army.
I'm Roseanne.
And I'm Jose.
So today we're interviewing a Belarusian artist and EDM producer, Arston.
Hi. Yay. Hi to you guys. Hi, Roseanne. Hi, Jose. Hi, Army. I'm really glad to be there and really happy that you called me. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. No, thank you so much for joining us today, especially with the different time zones. I know we're all going through this whole pandemic, so thank you so much for taking time.
Thank you guys. It's not super late there because I'm used to work like pretty late, you know. Oh. For me, like 12, you know, like 11 a.m. I just waking up just from my night session,
oh,
you know.
Wow.
So it's okay. It's actually a peak time, you know, peak activity time.
Wow. So you work at night more. That makes sense.
Mostly, yeah.
Well, thank you so much. And like we said, you are from Belarus,
yes.
Which is located between Russia and Poland.
Yeah.
Could you tell us a little bit more about your country and the music industry there?
Yeah, our country is like really beautiful. You know, we have this nature, the forest, you know, we like have a huge forest there, and it's called Belaruskaya Pusha. Mm-hmm. And it's the lungs of Europe, you know, it produces oxygen for like the whole Europe.
Wow.
So it's like really fresh air, really nice nature, you know, nice people, and especially our place, like Grodno, where I'm based. It's like really old city. Mm-hmm. It's kind of, you know, like old European.
Oh.
With castles. We have two castles, you know, here, and it's kind of, you know, tourist place, you know, where some people go in.
Oh wow! I need to visit.
So it's really nice. Yeah.
I need to.
Regarding music industry, we don't have like a huge music industry here because it's more like a mixture of Russian music and Western music. Mm. We have a few artists there, like break out of like the Russian scene, but we didn't have like international artists so far.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, but I really believe, you know, in our like younger generation of like artists and producers,
sure.
You know, there's a lot of like really talented guys, and a lot of them like really much more talented than me, I guess. And you know, I really believe that someday you're gonna hear it.
Yes, for sure. Especially now with social media and the internet, we're able to connect with people from different countries. But so a lot of people would go to Russia, but not a lot have reached the Western music market, right? Wow.
Yeah. I guess it's because of the language, you know, because like we have like the thing now that everything, music, like more on the local language, like we speak Russian, we listen like mostly to the Russian rap music, you know?
That's interesting. Well, you know,
yeah.
How did you get into music then? And what inspired you to become an artist and producer? Was it more from like the Russian side, or was it more from the Western music side?
You know, when I was a kid, like a little kid, my mom was a music fan, but I was like pretty different because my mom was a fan of Western music. And I kind of grown up on the Western artists, like maybe Queen, like Depeche Mode, this kind of old, you know, music. And then I got like into electronic music, like, you know, Chemical Brothers, Fatboy Slim, The Prodigy. And it was like a transition, like from the rock music when I was listening, like when I was a kid, and to like electronic music. And you know, when I was a kid, I was just, you know, it was a thing. Like I kind of imagined in my head, like the structure of the track. You know, like a stems, like the bass, a bassline, the drums, like pads and stuff. And I was like, the had already like a doll, you know, digital audio workstation in my head at the time. It was this really, really kind of, you know, crazy thing. But I was like, I was into music. I didn't understand it. I want to do music, but I was like into it really a lot. I was big fan, like of all the music genres and stuff. I really like looked for information, you know, the journals. We didn't have like internet at the time, like the newspapers and stuff, you know. I was like looking for the charts and stuff. Yeah, and then, you know, I got my first PC. It was like really old one, and it didn't have like music software, but I was like trying to record something in it, you know. I find a way how to record from the radio to the computer. And in a computer, I experimented with the, you know, recordings. It was like really, really crazy, you know. And then I found some music programs, and it wasn't kind of music yet, because I was like listening to some strange stuff at the moment. It was like not EDM, like IDM. Intellectual like dance music. I don't know how to call it, right? It's like the pioneer was like FX Twin, and like it's more like a experimental electronic, you know, stuff.
Interesting.
And I was trying not to do like music, but some, you know, crazy like noises, you know, and stuff. And the more, the crazier noise I can do in my PC, the more happier I was at the time. Then I like there was like internet, and I found out all these other genres, and I found the record store on internet. It was like juno.co.uk. It's like British record store that was like vinyl record store, but they had like samples of the tracks, like MP3 samples, and I was able to download like 30 seconds, 1 minute tracks, and I was like really into it. You know, I was sitting at night after the school, and I was just downloading these small, you know, samples of the music, and I was like, got introduced to a lot of new genres, and also like house and techno at the time, especially like Eric Prydz and his alter egos. You know, there's the guy Cyrus D was his alter ego, and was I got really into this sound because it was so different approach. It was you know, it's some way like mathematical, you know. It was like real structured, like the track had like really, really nice, you know, structure, and it was like logical. And before that, I was like all like free flowing, like
it's whatever you feel like. It sounds good. No structure.
And I got into like this house techno music, like 4th to the floor beats, electronic beats, and then it was like after some time, you know, it was like this EDM explosion, like David Guetta, Avicii, Alesso, all the guys, and I was like really into it. You know, the most like important thing for me, it was like really encouraging thing for me, was like a guy sitting in the bedroom at his house, you know, can make music and can be an artist, and people want to go to see him, you know, to hear his music he's making, and he can start a career. He can headline like huge, this, you know, all festivals and stuff. It was like really inspiring for me. Started from there, you know, I started to make music, and I was like really huge, like unexpected thing that people can like my music. You know, it was like everything, it was only for me, you know. I was just making music just for me. And then someone told me like, wow, this kind of cool, you know, you can show us like more music. Mm-hmm. I don't know how it happened, you know, because it's all like my friends helped me. Sometimes just my friends were like sending my music to labels and stuff.
Oh, nice.
And that how I got signed, like my first record deal for like 3 records. And that was like my track Zodiac, you know.
It's pretty cool. Like you being in such a like faraway country, we can still listen to you over here in the States, somewhere like you previously told us that you haven't visited. I think it's amazing. That's what, you know, it's one of the benefits of the virtual age now, where like you said, you can just be in your room and somebody in a totally different side of the world is listening to it and enjoying the music.
We're so lucky that we live in this kind of internet age.
Yeah, exactly.
So lucky. You know, I can't imagine like my career in 90s or 80s. You know, it's impossible.
I mean, I can
even think of a platform that you could have done this like online. Like the first thing that I remember was like, but I mean, people were saying like that was kind of like illegal. People were just sharing things through like Napster and like how
sharing
music online, that was like the beginning.
I knew LimeWire.
LimeWire. I remember LimeWire too.
And we have like these trackers, you know, the torrents and stuff.
Oh yeah, torrents.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, tying into the next question we have, you know, with the whole virtual age and how important it is, especially during this trying time that everybody is, you know, going through with this pandemic. We did know that in a previous interview, you mentioned that you really miss playing live gigs. And as far as the creative process goes, not much has changed since 95% of the time you work alone at home. But what keeps you motivated during this time? What inspires you to keep going?
I think the main thing that I just can do it, you know, like a full-time career.
Yeah.
It just, for me, it's just crazy, you know, that I can do like my dream job. You know, and I still can do it even at pandemic and, you know, all this situation when you have like no gigs and just sitting at home making music. And still it's kind of, you know, people need it and appreciate it. And I'm really happy that, you know, I don't know, it's kind of, it's this year is kind of, you know, bad year for everybody. Especially here, you know, like it's pretty nasty, you know, with the pandemic and stuff. You know, I know like a lot of people that lost their like siblings, and it's really bad, really. Yeah. But at the same time, for me, actually, it's kind of the one of the best years, you know, I had in my life. just because of the one thing,
No, that makes sense. That makes sense. I mean, I think that's how we feel too. I think we tried to make the most out of it this year, and a lot has happened music-wise in the music industry. So,
Yes.
So, when you're at home, so what inspires you are like the comments and the fact that you're very thankful and grateful that you could work from home, and that's what keeps you
going. I mean, the comments, you know, the like a feedback from people, you know, that love my music. It's like really drives me forward, you know. It's really like when people like waiting for your music and they, it's really inspires you. It's all about, you know, just the people loving, truly loving your music, and you just write for them, you know, you do it for them.
Now, I guess the only major difference is that you are not playing live, you know, but have you had the chance to play virtually? Like, I know a lot of artists do that, are doing that now where they're playing shows online. You may not have the same feedback, per se, like applause or cheering or anything like that, but have you had that opportunity?
I didn't have this opportunity, but I think it's kind of what we will do like in the future.
Yeah,
you know, I think it kind of will be a mixture of the live gigs and the virtual gigs, because like a lot of time we're spent like online and it's kind of natural like shift there and make live gigs and stuff, you know, like Fortnite gigs. Something like this. I think it had like a lot of future in industry.
That's very interesting to think about. Very true.
Yeah.
Now, you've mentioned in a previous interview that you've also dreamt about working with BTS for a long time, but I was wondering, how did you find out about BTS?
Mostly from YouTube, you know. I was like looking for trending videos, and I found these guys. And I guess the first track was "Fake Love."
Oh, nice!
And I like instantly when I heard it, I think, "Wow, it's such a nice song." You know, it was so well produced, so well sung. You know, it was so talented.
Yeah.
And I was like, "Wow, I think that this is the future." You know, this is something like that will be like super huge. I don't know. And I was then I found this really catchy song, DNA. That starts from the whistle, the whistle song.
The whistle song.
It's so cool. You know, I love it. You know how it's made and how the structure. I mean, it's like a top level production.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the guys are so talented. You know, the fact that they like dancing, you know, like super professionals, they singing, have the whole package, you know. It was really blew my mind. And after that, I started like to just, you know, first I was stumble upon this thing, and then I started like to search something, you know. And I think the peak moment was this year's album, A Map of Soul. And it was so cool, you know. The first time I heard "Own," for me, you know, as a producer, it's such a great song. It's such a like monstrous arrangement. I feel like how much work they put into it. You know, it's so well done. It was like my reference track, you know, for my productions. It was so like one of the best songs I heard, like in terms of like the whole package, you know, whole production. And then I really like Filter. Filter, really cool song.
Ooh, yeah.
And also, you know, but my favorite song, like the most like loved song by me, Black Swan.
Yeah.
Black Swan. I don't know how it connects with me, but you know, the first time when I saw the video, you know, the whole this, you know, this theater opera thing, you know, and the choreography is amazing. Just, you know, like, wow. How it's done, you know, and the music and hold this vibe, you know, because like in Russia here, like in Russian music, it's kind of different vibe. It's a bit more dark, a bit more like minor music. It's different from Western music. And I kind of got this like a bit of Eastern, like our vibe. In Black Swan.
That's so cool.
Yeah. And I just, you know, I just listen to repeat, like I'm listening to almost like every day because it's so cool. And, you know, and at this time I became not like a hardcore fan, but I was like really into their music.
Yeah.
And it was like before everything. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Before everything went down. Wow.
That's awesome, though, that you were able to like dive into a bit more deeper, even before anything, you know, working with them or anything like that. Like that's amazing. And I mean, yeah, Black Swan, I feel like everybody has a special place in their heart for Black Swan, because it's such a powerful and like different route that they took with it, and it's such a beautiful performance as well to go along with it. Now, for those listening who don't know how you first got into contact with BTS, could you tell us the story?
Oh, it's crazy. It's crazy. You know, it was just an email, you know, in my inbox.
Yeah.
And I woke up morning, checked my inbox, and I saw this letter with the Korean letters. And it says like Big Hit Entertainment and BTS. And I was like, what? What? okay, what's that? Maybe it's kind of a promo or something, you know.
Yeah.
And I opened it with this song request. It was a track request from Arston for BTS from Big Hit Entertainment. And I was like, what? it was so crazy. So crazy. You know, and it was like some kind of presentation, like who are BTS, you know, the Big Hit Entertainment was, is there on the planet people that don't know who are BTS?
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy. You know, and it was, I instantly felt like it's like more like one of the like changing life, you know, moments.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It was so crazy, you know. I was like, I can't describe the reaction because it was totally crazy. I was so happy and so nervous, you know, and I was like, it was a crazy mixture of emotions.
Yeah.
But, you know, I understand that I need to deliver. I need to work right now. I need to do like my best job to get this. It's still a mystery for me how they found my music. Oh, I don't know. Maybe one day I'll know the story. But it was crazy. It was crazy.
Wow. Yeah, because they directly emailed you. You know what I mean? It wasn't your company or anyone you know. That's so interesting. I would like to know, too, how they ended up finding out about you.
I wouldn't be surprised if... I was speaking to Roseanne about this off camera, and I was telling her that I wouldn't be surprised if one of the guys actually maybe... you know, mentioned you to their producers or any type of that, because the guys have such a range of taste in music. They listen to different from all over the world. So I wouldn't be surprised if maybe one of the guys listened to your music before this and maybe threw your name in there. So that's how they reached out. So, I mean, that would be amazing too, that like maybe one of the guys specifically requested you.
So you had to, like, as soon as you got the email, you're like, oh my gosh, I gotta make this song or put a demo out for them. Like, how many demos did you send to Big Hit, and was the original sound of the song stay totally different from the final sound?
I had some kind of brief description of the track, you know, how what I need to do. I had this demo, you know, I made maybe like at the end of the last year. I felt like maybe it's gonna work, you know. I also made maybe like 6-7 demos, I don't know, maybe more. Yeah, because it was like a deadline, and I try to deliver like the most that I can do. But actually the track I sent first got signed, like the first one, and I got it spot on. And the most like interesting thing, the craziest thing, that they, like, structure wise you know, they didn't change it, like, at all. You know, this I did this like crazy transition at the end of the song where just it got distorted and it grows like this distortion effect, and it goes like into Dynamite, you know, the next song.
Right, yeah.
And I don't know why I did it. I think they're gonna cut it off, you know. I think maybe they could just leave like the calm piano ending and it's gonna fade out. But they actually leave it, you know. And this the whole like demo, how I sent them. And the whole, like, the song sounds like the version I sent them, this the version that got on the album.
Wow.
That's amazing. It was
crazy because I thought they're going to change a lot, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
That's usually what happens. That's really cool how, like, they're like, yes, this is perfect. It's spot on. Let's leave it.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah.
That speaks to your craft, though, because that means that they really, really liked even from the start, from the get-go.
I think I just got lucky, you know. I just got lucky.
But I know what you're talking about, that ending. I remember listening to the album and the first time and catching that at the end and how it transitions into Dynamite. And that's awesome that you're like, I did that and I don't even know why, and they decided to keep it. Like, that's how good it is. That's awesome. Now, did you know ahead of time that Stay was going to be a unit song with just Jungkook, Jin, and RM? And if so, did you have to keep that in mind while producing it, or were you told it would be a song for all of BTS?
I just got told that there'd be like more than like, no, usually I work in like with one voice, and there will be like more voices, so also rap part and everything. So I just kept it in mind that there will be like singing, there will be rapping. That's why I did this like hip hop beats, I mean, section on the track. But it was so mysterious, you know. I didn't know nothing, and when I heard the song first time on the album, it was the first time I heard like the finished version. It was a total mystery even for me.
Okay.
So I was listening to I was listening to this song like with all the fans, you know, it was so exciting.
Wow, so you just sent in the instruments, just the song
itself.
And so they never kind of like sent it back to you. So was the melody created after they agreed to work on stage? You just gave them the instrumentals and they're like, okay, we'll take care of the
I just melody. I just gave them an instrumental, and it was total surprise for me how what they did with the song. Because when I listened to instrumental, I had like no idea what kind of song could be there,
right?
And and when I heard it first time, I was like, wow, you know, because I'm like, as an artist, you know, work with vocalists, and my kind of usual thing is I kind of bit skeptical, because you know, sometimes I hear something in my head and it's pretty different in the music and the song. And this time I was like totally blown away, because when I heard it first time, I just can't stop smiling, because it was super cool. You know, the song, it was perfect. I mean, the guys are so talented. I mean, the whole, like, and the fact that they like made it by themselves, like songwriters, you know, it's really cool. It's really huge. I don't know what, how much talent these guys have, you know. They're like dancers, they're incredible singers, rappers, performers, but also songwriters.
Yeah.
You know, right. It's crazy. It's a really, really great song, you know. From the position of songwriter, it's like super cool. And I was really happy, you know, when I heard it. I felt like, wow, that's the best possible song that they can do, you know.
Instrumental.
It can't be on this music. Yeah, for instrumental.
That's awesome. I mean, I can only, I mean, if I'm happy listening to you, I can only imagine how you feel.
Yeah.
You know, like that they really loved it, how it turned out, and you were listening along with Army, and you just were blown away, just like we were.
Yeah. I got up like at 7 a.m., you know, super early for me, just to check the album, you know. But the first out, and it was like, wow, super hyped.
That's cool though. But now I do have a question. Did you see, because throughout the process of making the album, BTS were putting up videos on YouTube of them working on it, you know, throwing out ideas, even in the recording studio.
I saw that video.
Oh yeah, that's what I was gonna ask. Did you see Jungkook? Because there's one where Jungkook mentions the word "stay," but other than that, it's completely like silent. So we didn't know. And I think it's safe to say that that's the song that he was working on at the current time.
Yes. I saw that video, and I think it's my song.
Yes.
that's the track. That's my track. You know.
Yeah, because we didn't really know in advance, but once we saw the track list and we saw "Stay" on there, and then we tied it with him saying "Stay" during the recording, and then it's completely silent, but he's like jamming out in the recording studio. So it's like, okay, this is going to be like a really upbeat song, and so it just matched. So I think it's safe to assume that that's the song that he was recording there.
You know, I really like the reaction to this song, because, you know, it's called "Stay."
Yeah.
You know, and people like maybe imagining some kind of, you know, ballad or something.
Yeah.
You know, when it started, like, it starts like pretty calm, like these chords and stuff.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People, oh, okay, this is gonna be like this chill song, yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, you're gonna hear it. Now you hear it. And it's like everybody like this, wow, what happens, wow, this, it builds up and it goes to the drop. And
yes, I was one of those fans. I was listening and I was like, okay, I think this is going to be a calming, chill song that's going to lead us into Dynamite, and little did I know I was going to be jamming out as well. It was such a pleasant surprise though.
It was an intention for me, because I want to kind of capture this kind of, you know, calm atmosphere, you know, like, you don't have like festival at home, you know, like we sit on the pandemic, we're sitting at home and you just, you know, used to listen to calm music. And I was like, maybe it's kind of like home party. Maybe it's just a party for one person. It's something that, you know, at the same time, like calm and cozy, and, you know, and this party going on, and it was intentional, you know. It was my idea. Oh, well, to do this really kind nice of in music, yeah.
It worked out though, because yeah, literally we were jamming at the end and having our own little party at home. So it's a song that we needed to uplift us. So
I'm really like waiting for the moment when you know, there will be like a tour or like live show or something, and when it's gonna be played live, I think it's gonna be like really, really cool to see it live.
And everyone's gonna be dancing. That would be cool though if you were there to play. That'd be nice if you were there to play with them. But it'll be that kind of song. So when you sent your demo back, did they just say, okay, well, we're gonna work with it? And then after that, because you didn't get any of the samples of the vocals and you only communicated through email. I mean, how was the process though? Was it it wasn't intense because they weren't sending it back to you to correct or to change or anything?
It was like back and forth, like mostly like different ideas. Mm-hmm. But the only request I got, it was like to change the key of the song. I think I got this up a bit and maybe a half step or a step. I don't remember. But that's all. That's all the requests I get. Somehow I managed to like to get it right, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, it sounds like that's what happened. It was just like minor tweaks, but we really liked it.
That's why I think I got like really lucky with it.
That's awesome. Now, how would you say, Link, how would you describe your overall experience working on this track with BTS?
It was mysterious. Really, first I was super excited. And then it was like a bit nervous, like maybe, you know, they like it or they don't like it, because I think it's like really like huge thing. Mm-hmm. And when that accepted, they say like we like this demo, we're gonna sign it. Mm-hmm. It was like wow, I can't believe it. You know, it was like the big thing for me. And then, you know, even after it got signed and I heard the news, like an album, it's released like November 20s. And I was like, I don't really sure if I'm going to get like on the album with this track. Okay. Because I was like 70%, like maybe not, because like it's only like 8 tracks and it already like Dynamite and like 7 tracks. And, I don't know if we're going to fit there or not. You know, it was like super mysterious. And I tried to ask, you know, the R&Rs and stuff, like, maybe you have some news, you know, maybe you have some updates for me. And they were like, I'm sorry. That's super confidential. We can't share any information. It was like super mysterious. And I was like nervous till the time when it was actually pretty funny, because like, you know, there's an army in every country. Yes. And we also in Belarus, we have the army, you know.
Oh, yay.
And they were like, you know, they want to know everything. And they found these like credits, you know, in the Korean language. And they found Arston. They start to like Googling who is Arston.
Oh, yeah.
And they found me. And I remember the news, like we have this social network, VK.com, and they like found out that there's the guy called Arston in Belarus. And our army just gone crazy, you know, like, wow, like the person from Belarus worked with BTS. No, I just can't imagine it. And it was such a huge feedback, only like from our Belarusian army, you know. Mm-hmm. And it was like such an inspiring thing, because like, we have the like pretty tough moment, like whole this year and the whole station in Belarus. It's really tough, but you know, and you hear the news, like the guy from Belarus got to work with BTS, and like it kind of, you know, like everything's possible, you know, like
definitely, yeah.
Sometimes like magic things happen.
Yes.
And they were like so super proud, like now we have like Belarusian army, now like we have a special connection with BTS, because the guy from Belarus worked with BTS on the track.
Definitely.
It was like so amazing, you know, to see all these comments and all the atmosphere, you know. I love army, because how like they're like they're so like nice and so it's really special to see all these comments, you know, and they all the guests saying thank you for hard work, thank you for the track. And I was like reading every comment, you know, I was like, wow, it's such a special feedback, you know. And for me, it was pretty crazy because, you know, kind of the producers like always stay behind the scenes, you know, like it's all about the artist, like.
Yeah.
And it was like, okay, no, maybe someone gonna recognize it, but I'm still super happy. Like, I worked with BTS, it's a huge thing for me. And then this whole feedback thing started, and like the tons of messages of comments, and it was like, wow, what's happening? Like, it's crazy because like the producer gets so much attention and so much feedback.
Yes,
I can't imagine like any other like. Act in the world that can give such a, like the fans in fandom can give such a feedback, such warm feedback to a producer, to a songwriter, to like, you know, people that work with BTS. It's so special, and I'm so thankful to ARMY. They are like really special. I don't know. I kind of feel like I'm the part of ARMY now. it's so beautiful. Yeah.
Aww. Yeah, that is one thing I'm so happy as well, because when I used to, you know, look up to other artists and follow other artists, it was different. I never saw it through a perspective of looking into the writers and the producers. I think BTS has opened our eyes to that, to like, it's the team behind a song. It's not just them. It's songwriters and producers. I'm so glad that you're getting all this love and support and a lot of really good feedback, because you deserve it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I didn't expect it a lot. I didn't expect it at all, but I'm like super happy with this. It's like it makes it even more special. It's already huge.
Yeah.
I mean, to work with BTS, it's already a dream come true. But all this reaction gets it like really like next level, super special. I'm super happy and thankful to all the guys, to build Russian ARMY, to Russian ARMY. I mean, to all the guys. It's so I love you.
So sweet. Let's hope this isn't the last time, Marston. Let's hope that you pop up in future collaborations, like future
really
albums. That
so.
Would be really,
really
amazing.
It's not a dream.
As far as your own music, Arston, are you currently working on any new projects that you'd like to promote on here that maybe you want our listeners to check out?
Yeah, I'm just working on my music at the moment. So it's got released in the beginning of the next year. So you can just, you know, if you're interested, you can follow me. Like, you can find Arston or Arston Music, like Arston Music on Instagram, Arston Music on Twitter, or Arston on Facebook. Like, you can see what I'm doing. But also, you know, with this, you know, life-changing thing, it opened like a lot of doors for me.
Yes.
And I was like, kind of found myself as a producer, so I can maybe like be a producer for other artists. So I want to like to do this both, like both an artist and a producer thing.
Definitely.
So yeah, we'll see. You know. It's really like these things happens like really unexpected. You know, at the beginning of the year, if someone told me that you're going to work with BTS, you know, and you're going to have, you know, the track on the album for the song of BTS, I was like, no way, never. It's crazy. No,
I'm just glad that they worked with someone who also appreciated their crafts. That's really cool to know. So
now, a kind of special thing for me, because I started my career like in 2013. It was like my first breakthrough track, The Zodiac, 2013. And my birthday is June 13. So it's kind of special little thing, you know.
Really?
How how it can be connected, you know, in the world. It's,
yes, everything.
That
is
amazing.
Yeah, it's a destiny, you know. I don't know how to tell it.
No, I totally know what you mean. Yeah, it feels like destiny. It feels like
meant to be. Yes. So blessed. I'm so blessed to do it. Yeah.
So, no, thank you so much again for taking the time to join us. And it was just really cool to learn more about you and also the process and you as an artist. So we really were looking forward to all the upcoming projects you're working on. We'll keep an eye out for those as well. So thank you so much, Arsten.
Yes, thank you so much, Arsten, for joining us.
Thank you guys for having me. It was really special, really cool. You're awesome. Oh. Thank you.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.